弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace to your brothers and sisters。
我们今天请陈牧师陈凤禅陈牧师来到我们的中间。
This morning we have Pastor Grace among us。
来跟我们传递信息。
To preach to us the sermon。
陈牧师呢，他对儿童的事工一直非常的有负担。
Pastor Grace has a passion on the youth learning。
他在马来西亚的教会也一直从事儿童方面的服事跟教导。
In fact, when she serves in the church in Malaysia, her specialty is the youth program.
这一次呢是她第三次在我们中间服事。
This is the third time she is among us.
前面两次呢她都是来拜访心灵姐的时候。
But the last two times she came to visit one of our sisters.
那她就主动的愿意参与在我们教会的服事上面。
And then she asked if she could help us in her serving.
所以相当的有热情。
So she is really passionate about this topic.
原本是要来度假的。
Before she only came here for her vacation.
就都到我们教会服事。那当然也有在别的教会服事。
But somehow she ended up at our church serving us.
那她整个的教会弟兄姊妹还有整个服事团队也非常支持她的事工。
And at her church or her church and her service team supports her.
那我们这一次邀请陈牧师来呢，是从去年年底我们就已经有这样的一个筹划。
So this time that Pastor Grace is with us, the planning started sometime last year.
所以我们在这个周末跟下一个周末呢，我们特别请陈牧师在我们中间有一些逐日学老师的训练。
So this past weekend and the next coming week, Pastor Grace will be teaching our Sunday school teachers.
当然在陈牧师的教导里面对父母亲还有在从事儿童事工的弟兄姊妹都会有帮助，所以我们也希望弟兄姊妹都能够参与。
Particularly, I think her experience can help us for the parents and also for all the Sunday school teachers to learn.
所以昨天一天的训练里面呢，弟兄姊妹都有非常好的收获。
So yesterday on our first training, I think brothers and sisters gained a lot from her experience.
不少弟兄姊妹都得到很大的激励。
A lot of brothers and sisters, they are encouraged by her teaching.
所以如果你昨天没来的话，我希望你今天下午跟下个礼拜六能够把时间腾出来。
So if you didn't make it yesterday, I ask you to come join us this afternoon or next Saturday.
特别我们在逐日学有侍奉的老师们，我们更应该把握这样的一个机会。
Especially the teachers that are teaching Sunday school, take this opportunity.
我相信待会他还会再做一些的自我的介绍，大家就可以知道他的服事。
And I believe that she is going to give a further introductions of who she is, so we can learn more from her.
我们就把下面的时间交给他。
So let's give her the time.
Thank you very much for this privilege to come and be in the family of God.
感谢主给我有这样的机会来到神的家中。
I always consider myself a small girl.
我一直认为我自己是个很小的女孩。
Because from the back,
因为从我的背影看
I'm only 13 years old.
我只有13岁。
But in front, you see, I'm actually quite old.
在前面看，我其实还是很年轻。
But it's okay, even if people tell me I'm old, I accept it.
如果你觉得我年纪有点长，也没关系。
I really want to thank you, your church leadership here, for really giving me this privilege to come and share God's heart with you.
感谢神教会的带领的邀请我来到这里和你们分享神的心。
I like to be very close to people.
我很喜欢与人接近。
I hope you don't mind if I step in front.
我希望你不介意我站在前面。
Is that okay?
Yes.
Thank you. I say that to my church too. My church is, we have a very big stage, and whenever I'm supposed to preach, I always tell them,I need to stand in front. I need to communicate with you.
我教会有个很大的讲台，我总是告诉大家说我喜欢站在前面和大家沟通。
I have nothing much.
其实我没有什么。
But our God has a very big heart.
但是我们神的心非常大。
And last year,
去年
I did a 40 days fast.
我四十天为这个禁食祷告。
In fact, I did 2 40-day fast last year.
我做了两次四十天的禁食祷告。
I'm not proud of myself.
我并不是那样的觉得我自己有什么了不起。
Because on the second time I did a 40-day fast.
第二次我做这个四十天的禁食祷告。
On the 28th day.
在第二十八。
On the 38th day.
在第三十八天的时候。
I was in my home.
我在家里。
I locked myself in.
我把自己关锁在 房间内。
And the whole day I was only going to pray, to read the Bible, and to worship God.
整个一天我就是祷告神，读神的话，来敬拜神。
And I still remember it was in the morning when I was praying and praying.
我还记得那天早上我一直在那里向神祷告。
And God told me this.
神告诉我说。
You do not know my heart.
你不知道我的心。
I was very shocked.
我非常惊讶。
Because I have been a Christian so maybe 40 over years.
因为我做一个基督徒已经超过40年了。
And I have been a pastor for the last 22 years.
过去22年我一直是一位牧师。
How can I know God? How can I not know God's heart?
我怎么会不认识神的心呢？
But God told me I didn't know his heart.
但神却告诉我，我不知道他的心。
And today the song just now about the 好牧人。
刚才我们所唱的诗歌讲到那一位慈人的牧人。
That was what God said to me.
这就是神所告诉我的。
I do not know his heart.
我不认识神的心。
And so I told God, God, then show me your heart.
我告诉神，神，你把你的心向我打开。
And actually, God gave me a vision.
神就给我一个意象。
And I was a lost sheep.
我就像一个迷失的羊。
And God went to the lost sheep.
神在那些迷失的羊群中。
The Lord carried the lost sheep.
主把那个迷失的羊。
And the Lord put the lost sheep on his chest.
他把那只羊抱在怀中。
To take the lost sheep.Back to the fold.
把那只迷失的羊带回到羊圈。
And the Lord told me this.
主告诉我。
Can you hear my heart beat now?
你现在能听见我的心在跳吗？
Can you hear my heart now?
你现在听见我的心在跳吗？
And I cried.
我就开始哭泣。
I said, God, I didn't know your heart.
我说主啊，我真的不认识你的心。
But from now onwards.
但是从现在开始
I want to know your heart,
我要认识你
I want to hear your heart,
我要听见你的声音
And I want to speak your heart,
我要说你的要说的话
And this morning,
今天早上
I want to speak God's heart,
我要说主的话
I want to invite all of us to pray, to ask God to speak to us through his heart,
我邀请大家一起来向神祷告求神向我们的心说话
We thank you, dear Jesus.
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Because you are a good shepherd.
因为你是好牧人。
You want to make your heart known to us.
你要将你的心向我们显明。
Because you carry us as your sheep.
因为你把我们扛在肩上。
So this morning,
今天早上
we come as your sheep.
我们像一只羊来到你的面前。
To hear your voice.
要听见你的声音。
Because you say in your word.
因为你在你的话中说
Your sheep will hear your voice.
你的羊认识你的声音
And your sheep will know your voice.
你的羊也认识你的声音
We thank you.
主我们感谢你
Holy Spirit,
圣灵啊
Let your anointing rest upon us.
从你自己来膏抹我们
And set every one of us free.
将我们每一个人释放
We thank you, Lord.
主我们感谢你
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名
Amen.Today I actually want to talk about parents as spiritual coach.
今天我特别要讲到父母是一个属灵的教练。
I actually have a song,
but, 我有
a video, but it doesn't work, so we will skip that video.
我本来有一个录像，但是好像放不出来。
So we will go to the next slide.
我们叫下面一个一点。
Yes. It is God's heart for family.
神的心就是要使家得着他的祝福。
That family will be fruitful and multiply.
家要结果子。
But unfortunately today in the whole world,
但是很可惜，整个世界。
You see things that is happening.
我看见，我们看见世界许多事情发生。
Next slide. That is family are bankrupt.
家破人亡。
That is very sad.
是非常可怜的事。
And this is not God's will.
这也不是神的旨意。
This is not God's heart.
这也不是神的心。
And I truly believe if to this morning your family is like what this proverb says, God wants to heal your family.
我相信今天早上，如果你的家庭是这样子的家庭，神要来医治你。
God wants to restore your family.
神要重建你的家。
Whether your family is a small family,
不管你的家是一个小家庭，
it's a big family,
是个大家庭。
Family comes from God.
家庭是从神而来的。
And He wants to bless your family.
神要祝福你的家。
He wants to restore your family.
他要重建你的家。
Now, how does God restore and bless our family?
神如何重建并祝福我们的家？
In Genesis chapter 1, He says that the Lord blessed them and said, "Be fruitful and multiply."Fill the earth and govern it.
在创世纪一章，神说，神就赐福给他们，又对他们说，要生养众多，遍满地面。
You see, when the Lord made the whole earth and with humankind, He wanted to bless the entire family.
当神创造宇宙，创造人类，他要祝福人。
Now, if your family wants to be blessed, and if your family wants to be strong, if your family wants to multiply and prosper.
如果你的家庭希望被神祝福，希望能够生养众多，
There are many things that you can do.
有很多事是你可以做的。
But today I'm going to pluck three things that you must do.
但是我今天就讲三个重要的事你必须做的。
And I'm going to concentrate on only the last point.
我会注重在最后一个点。
The first thing that you must do if you want to have a blessed family, a strong family, a prosperous family, a fruitful family, number one, you must have love.
你的家如果要成为一个蒙福的家，第一点你必须是一个有爱的家庭。
And it must start with your husband and wife as one.
必须从夫妻二人是一起开始。
Because the Bible says that you and your wife, you and your husband, you are one.
因为圣经说二人要成为一体。
So to have a blessed family, you must have this loving relationship with each other.
要蒙神的祝福，你们必须要有这样一个爱的关系。
Now, does it mean that there will be no quarreling, no disagreement between you and your spouse?
那是不是说你们中间就不能有争执，有不同的意见？
If I say yes, that's not practical.
如果我说是的，那其实不实际。
That's not realistic.
也不太可能。
This morning in Keith's home with Nancy, I was just saying to them that each one of them has different character.
今天我在 Keith 弟兄家早上跟他们说，每个人的个性不一样。
And generally, God has made men and women very different.
其实神造男人造女人是不一样的。
In fact, there is a book that is written. It says, "Men are from Mars, women are from Venus." It's
oh.男的是火星，女的是
Venus, from Venus. Another planet, 另外一个 planet 啦，是啊 ，It's okay. 就是说 ，It's actually say we are so different.
意思就是我们是那么不同的。
And we have to complement each other.
但是我们要彼此融洽。
But when we look at the differences,
而我们看见他们的不同
，Usually we feel that we are better.
我们都觉得自己比另外一个好。
So we want our wife to be like us.
所以我们希望我们的妻子像我这样。
And our wife feels that I am better. My husband should be like me.
妻子觉得自己比较好，觉得我的丈夫应该像我一样。
1 Corinthians 13 say, love is patient, love is kind, love bears with one another.
哥林多前书13章说，爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈。
So you must have love in your relationship if you want a good family.
如果你渴望有一个好的家庭，在你的关系中你必须有爱。
My father and mother,
我的父母
they are now in heaven.
他们现在在主那里。
When my father passed away last, not just in, actually last year in May.
我父亲在去年五月过世。
During the wake service, my nephew gave a eulogy.
在他安息聚会上面，我的侄子给了来叙述他的生平。
My nephew said this, that he sees the grandfather because my mother went back to heaven 7 years ago. So he said he sees my father always looking at my mother's photo.
因为我母亲七年前先过世了，所以当我侄子在那里说，他常常看见我的父亲一直看着我母亲的照片。
And we always tell our dad, yeah, mom is in heaven, be comforted.
我们常常安慰他说，是的，妈妈在主耶稣那里。
And so that he will not be so sad, we actually take away our mother's photo.
所以因为不要让他那样的伤悲，所以我们将母亲的照片拿走了。
But my nephew saw that my father cut a small photo and put it in his wallet.
我侄儿看见他却把我母亲的照片剪成小片，然后放在他的皮夹里面。
And because of the loving relationship between my father and my mother.
因为我父母中间有那样一个爱的关系。
Although my father and mother are no more.
虽然我父母不在一起。
My family is a very big family.
我是在一个很大的家庭里面的。
I have 12 brothers and sisters.
我有12个兄弟姐妹。
But because of the loving relationship between my father and my mother.
但是因为我父母中间那个爱的关系。
Even though they are no more.
虽然他们不在了。
But, Two of my brothers has gone back to heaven also. There are 10 of us remaining.
我两个兄弟也已经到主那里去了，我们还有10个兄弟姐妹。
I'm the only single in my family.
我是家中唯一独生的。All
my brothers and sisters are married.
我兄弟姐妹都结婚了。So
I have 10 brothers and sisters, 9 brother-in-laws and sister-in-laws.
我有 10个兄弟姐妹，也有10个 姻亲,
and then I have 30 over nieces and nephews.
我有超过30多个 侄子侄女,
and I have about 15 grand nieces and nephews.
我有15个在下一代的.
But because of love,
因为爱,
my father loved my mom loved my father.
我父亲爱我的母亲，我母亲也一样爱我父亲。
They quarrel sometimes.
他们有时候也争执。
They don't talk to each other sometimes.
有时候他们也彼此不说话。
But because of love, they were committed to each other.
但是因为爱，他们对彼此有一个承诺。
And up to today,
希望今天以后,
they are still in heaven.
他们现在在，他们还在天上。
And we on earth, this whole big family, the Chang family that is in Malaysia,
我们这一个大家庭在马来西亚,
we are still together.
我们还在一起。
This family is still blessed.
这一个家庭仍然蒙神的祝福。
I'm going to go back to Malaysia in June.
我6月要回到马来西亚。
And in June, the first after 3 days, we are going to gather together as a big family.
我回去3天以后, 我们整个大家庭要聚在一起。
To remember my father and mother.
要来纪念我们的父母。
When you love each other,
当你彼此相爱的时候,
your family will be strong.
你的家庭就更加强壮。
If you are committed to each other,
如果你对彼此有承诺,
the Lord will make sure that you have a strong family.
主一定使你的家庭强壮。
And the second thing,
第二件事,
about having a good, strong, loving, blessed family,
有一个好的，有一个强壮的，有一个被祝福的家庭。
There must be proper division of responsibility between husband and wife and even children.
在夫妻儿女中间必须有正确分工的责任。
You cannot just push everything to one party.
你不能把事情全堆在一个人的身上。
Because you are one family.
因为你是一个家庭。
And you have to decide and agree.
你必须要决定并同意。
You may even have to actually write down, these are your responsibility, and I will take care of this responsibility.
可能你可以写下，这是你的责任，这是我的责任。
So that you have a common understanding.
所以你大家有一个共识。
But you must have a common goal.
但是你必须有同一个目标。
And I call that a vision for your family.
我称它为你家中的意向。
Because my family is so big.
因为我家庭很大。
I can really see already that if we don't do something to make sure that family, this family stays together, when my father and mother is no more, this family may break.
我很担心我父母不在的时候，怕这个家庭会拆散。
So I actually spoke to my father and mother.
所以我和我父母说,
I ask them, do you want this family to go on?
我问他们说, 你们希望这个家庭继续往前吗?
They say yes.
他们说是的。
Then I told my father and mother, then you must set the right kind of responsibility.
那我就告诉他们说, 你们必须要有正确的分工责任。
Who am I to tell my father and mother?
我是谁去这样告诉我的父母?
I am their daughter.
我是他们的女儿。
But God spoke to my heart.
但是神对我的心说话。
Sometimes parents don't despise your children.
有时, 父母不要轻看你的儿女。
Because your children may be hearing from God.
因为你的儿女可能从神听见神的声音。
I thank God my father and mother, they are very humble.
我父母非常的谦卑。
And they say, okay, we will do what God says.
他们好, 既然神这样对你说, 我们就照着做。
And they make sure their responsibility is divided well.
他们确定在这个大家庭里面, 所有的工作都分工的那样的好。
They separately take care of this, and another person take care of this, that the whole family is in harmony.
每一个人都有他自己的责任, 整个家都是那样的融洽。
But the problem with some family is this.
但有些家庭却是这样。
The husband says this.
丈夫这样说,
I work, you take care of everything at home.
我要工作, 所以你家里的事都归你管。
I just give you the money.
我就给你钱。
And that's my responsibility.
这就是我的责任。
Now I don't think that is a healthy division of responsibility.
我觉得这不是一个健康的分工合作。
I really encourage you to pray.
我真的鼓励你们祷告。
And look at the Bible.
来看神的话,
and see what God says.
来看看神到底说什么。
Because today I don't have so much time to talk even about this.
今天我没有太多的时间来说这个。
Because I want to talk about the third point.
当然我主要要讲第三个重点。
Now the third point, that if you want to have a blessed family, you must bring up children.
如果你要有一个被蒙福的家庭, 你必须正确的来教养你的孩子。
Actually, the Bible talks about bringing up children.
圣经中也说到如何来教养孩子。
Because children is a reward from God.
因为儿女是神所给我们的赏赐。
Children, it is actually a blessing from God.
是神给我们的祝福。
Children is a heritage.
是神给我们的产业。
Before my mom went back to heaven,
在我母亲回到天家之前,
my mom loves me very much.
我妈妈非常爱我。
Even though she has 12 children,
虽然她有12个儿女,
because I'm the youngest daughter,
我是最小的,
and I'm the only one not married,
我也是唯一一个没有结婚的,
so I'm like a baby to her.
所以对她来说, 我一直像一个孩子。
And she told me this.
她对我说,
she said, Grace, I want to leave behind for you all my treasures.
他说, Grace, 我想把我所有的财宝都留给你。
But you see, I have a lifestyle that is very different.
但是你看见我的生活非常不一样。
My lifestyle is for me to live is Christ, to die is gain.
他说我的生活是, 如果我,
so for me to live is for Jesus.
我活着就是为了基督。
To die is gain.
我死了就有益处。
So to me, this world, things in the world is not very important for me.
在世界上的事情对我来说并不重要。
I don't have a house.
我没有房子。
I have a car.
我有一辆车。
God gave it to me because I need to drive.
神给我这辆车因为我需要。
I don't think I need many things.
我不需要很多的东西。
So when my mom told me that she wanted to leave all those gold, diamonds and all this for me.
直到我妈妈告诉我她要把她的这些财宝要留给我的时候,
I told her, Mom, you give to the rest of my brothers and sisters.
我告诉我妈妈说你分给我其他兄弟姐妹吧。
But God spoke to my heart.
但神对我说,
God asked me this, if your mother leaves this world, what will you hold on to that you can remember her?
她说但是如果你妈妈有一天离开的时候, 你可以抓住什么东西来纪念她。
Then I realized, oh yeah, these are things that in memory of my mother, I must keep it as long as I still live.
然后我才发现说, 哦, 这些东西是我可以来纪念她的。
So I told my mom, okay, thank you mom for giving me, I kept it.
然后我就跟我妈妈说, 妈妈谢谢你, 我就把这些都留起来。
Because I live away from my family,
因为我不在家里住。
So I rent a room.
所以我就租了一个房间。
And then I was saying myself, these are so precious to me.
然后我想说这些东西这么的贵重。
I must put it somewhere very safe.
我要把它放在一个很保险的地方。
But the house is not safe.
但这个房子不可靠。
So in my country, Malaysia,
在马来西亚
the bank has these boxes, they call it the deposit box, the safe deposit box.
那个在银行里面有专门这个保险柜。
And I purposely take it, pay money for people to make sure that the things that my mother gives to me is safe.
我就去银行租了一个保险柜，把我母亲给我的贵重的东西放在里面。
Because this is something she passed on to me.
因为这是她所留给我的。
And God says to you, your children are something God gives to you. They are your treasures.
神告诉你说，你的儿女是神所给你的，是你的宝贝。
How are you keeping them?
你如何来保管他们？
Psalms 127 says,
诗篇127篇说
The children born to a young man are like arrows in a warrior's hand.
儿女是耶和华所赐的产业，所怀的胎是他所给的赏赐。
Children are a gift from the Lord.
他们是神所赐的产业。
How joyful you should be.
这是何等喜乐的一件事。
Now, if children is a reward and a heritage from God,
如果儿女是神所赐的产业，
He doesn't only give this to you,
他不仅把这个给你，
He gives you a responsibility,
他也给你责任。
The whole Bible talks many times repeatedly about your responsibility in the reward and the gifts that you have received.
神在圣经中神的话一直重复地说到你的责任是什么。
Starting from Proverbs 22 verse 6.
从箴言22章第6节。
It says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it.
教养孩童使他走当行的道，就是到老他也不偏离。
Train up a child in the way that he should go.
要教养孩童使他走当行的道。
It starts with the word train.
开始就讲说要教养。
I'm very amazed with the Chinese translation.
我觉得中文的翻译很好。
Because the Chinese translation actually speaks it so well.
因为中文翻译讲得很好。
It says 教养。
他说教养。
You don't only bring up a child.
你不是只是把他养大。
But you teach.
你还要教导他。
And so we're going to use this word.
所以我们用这一个字。
How to bring up children.
来看如何把教养孩子。
Using the word train. Using the word from Proverbs 22, train.
用这一个字教养。
Okay, now, if you are to train a person, that means you are a coach.
如果你要训练一个人，你就是一个教练。
So, now we are looking at parents as spiritual coach.
那我们在这里就看到说父母就是属灵的教练。
Starting with the word T.
从那个 T 这个字母开始。
Train.
教练。
How do you train a child?
你怎么训练一个孩子？
Starting with the word T.
从 T 开始。
T is the word for teach.
T 意思就是教。
Now, how are we to teach our children?
我们要如何来教我们的孩子？
According to research, that children have the ability to learn.
有一些资料研究告诉我们，孩子们有内在的本能想学习。
Ephesians chapter 6 verse 4 says this.
以弗所书六章。六章四节。
Fathers, do not be too hard on your children, so they will become angry. Teach them in their growing years with Christian teaching.
你们做父亲的不要惹儿女的气，只要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。
Christian teaching, the Lord's teaching.
要照着主的教训来养育他们。
I believe all of you teach your children.
我相信你们都教你们的孩子。
You teach your children how to count.
你教孩子如何做
so that they will not be cheated.
所以他们就不会被欺骗。
You teach your children how to read.
你教孩子如何来阅读,
so that they will not be illiterate.
他们就不会是文盲。
And that is fantastic. That is very good.
那是非常好的。
You are doing a responsibility.
你在尽你的责任。
But the Bible says this in Ephesians chapter 6, that you are not only going to teach them how to count and teach them how to read, you are going to teach them with Christian teaching.
但是这里说你要照着基督来教养他们。
You are supposed to teach them Christian teaching.
你要把有基督化的教育。
Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 7 says, you shall teach them what? God's word diligently.
你要殷勤地教养他们神的话。
Teach them to your sons. Teach them to your sons.
教你的儿子。
Talk of them when you sit down.
当你坐下的时候你教导他们。
When you walk by the way.
你在走路走的时候。
When you lie down.
你躺下的时候。
And when you rise up.
你起来。
You're not supposed only to teach mathematics.
你不是只是教他们数学。
You're not only supposed to teach them science.
不只教他们科学。
You're not only to teach them ABC.
你不是告诉他们。
You're supposed to teach them the word of God.
你要教养他们神的话。
You're supposed to teach them the word of God.
你要教他们神的话。
I want to ask today.
今天,
are we teaching them the word of God?
我们是不是教他们神的话？
And if you do not know the word of God yourself,
如果你自己不认识神的话,
you cannot teach them the word of God.
你根本没法教他们。
So it has to start with ourselves.
这必须从我们自己。
You need to read the word of God for yourself.
你必须自己先读神的话。
And you need to teach them the word of God.
你要教导他们神的话。
How are we to teach them the word of God?
我们要如何教他们神的话？
Isaiah 28 verse 10 says,
以赛亚28章,
precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little, there a little.
就这里一点, 那里一点。
How do we teach God's word to our children?
我们如何将神的话教导我们的儿女?
A lot of us are very afraid. I don't know how to teach.
有时候我们很害怕, 不知道如何教。
And God understands that.
但神知道。
That's why in Isaiah chapter 28 verse 10.
所以在以赛亚书28章第10节,
God says teach a little at a time.
所以说这里一点那里一点。
A little at a time.
这里一点那里一点。
A little at a time.
这里一点那里一点。
So it has to start with you.
所以要从你开始。
You learn that little bit first.
你先一点一点的学。
And then you teach it to your child.
然后你教你的孩子。
You learn a little bit more.
你多学一点,
and then you teach it to your child.
就多教他们一点。
You learn a little bit more.
你再多学一点,
and you teach it to your child.
你再教你的孩子。
You don't have to be afraid. I don't know how to teach.
你不用害怕自己不会教。
Because God already said, teach them a little bit at a time.
因为神已经说这里一点那里一点的教他们。
And if you teach them the word of God,
如果你教他们神的话语,
Isaiah 55 verse 11 says this.
以赛亚书55章11节说,
so my word which goes from my mouth will not return to me void. It will do what I want it to do, and it will carry out my plans well.
我口所出的话也必如此，绝不突然返回， 却要成就我所喜悦的， 在我发他去成就的事上， 必然亨通。
Whenever you teach your children the word of God,
什么时候你教你儿女神的话,
everything that says about them in the word of God,
在神的话中所有说到他们的,
will be fulfilled,
都要成就,
because God is not a liar,
因为神不会欺骗我们。
And I want to tell you that everything that God says about your children in the Bible is good.
我告诉你们，在圣经中，神讲到所有你儿女的事都是好的。
Because God is good.
因为神是好的。
And every time you teach them the word of God,
每一次你教导他们神的话,
the Bible says this.
圣经说,
Jesus told the disciples,
主耶稣告诉他的门徒,
what you release on earth shall be released in heaven.
你在地上所释放的, 在天上也要释放。
Whenever you take your children and you teach them the word of God, you release the word of God to them.
什么时候你教导神你的孩子, 你将神的话向他们释放,
it is released in heaven.
在天上也要释放。
It is released in heaven.
在天上也一样释放。
And it also says in 2 Timothy verse 3, chapter 3 verse 16,
提摩太后书第二章,
All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness.
圣经是神所默示的。
And it is good for teaching, for rebuking,
for
correcting, and in training.
监督我们，训练我们。
When you teach them God's word,
当你教导他们神的话,
God's word can also rebuke them.
神的话也会斥责他们。
God's word can also correct them.
也会, 矫正他们。
So what is stopping us from teaching them God's word?
所以我们要开始教他们神的话语。
In fact, the next verse says this, in Isaiah 54 verse 13, it says, All your sons will be taught of the Lord, and great will be their peace.
第13节, 以赛亚书55章13节说, 松树长出代替荆棘,番石榴长出代替吉利, 这要为耶和华留名作为永远的证据,不能剪除。
Isaiah 54 verse 13 says, All your sons will be taught of the Lord, and great will be their peace.
第54章13节说, 你的儿女都要受耶和华的教训, 你的儿女必大享平安。
You desire that your children have peace.
你希望你的儿女有平安。
You teach them God's word.
你就把神的话教导他们。
Just now in 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16, it says, God's word is also to discipline, to rebuild, and to correct.
提摩太后书3章16节, 圣经是神所默示的。与教训、督责、使人归正、教导人学义都是有益的。
To make sure that somebody is doing wrong to get back to the right path.
要使人从要归正的话,
And that means in teaching, there needs to be also discipline.
所以在教导里面一定要有教训他们。
You need to discipline your children.
你需要教训你的儿女。
Just now,
就刚才,
the children were having a worship time.
孩子们在那里敬拜神。
The front row was a boy who was seated.
第一排有一个男孩子坐在那里。
And there was the second row, another bigger boy.
然后第二排有一个比较大一点的孩子。
And this bigger boy on the second row was disturbing the front row boy.
后面那个大一点的孩子有点在搅扰前面那个小孩。
And then the teacher, immediately when I said, Now I see that you're disturbing the other boy, so I stopped them.
然后我看见他在打扰别人，我就停止他。
Then the teacher tried to take the first boy away.
然后那个老师就想把坐在前面的小男孩带走,
so that they will not be disturbing others.
这样他们就不会彼此的干扰。
Now I think that is not the best way to discipline.
但是我觉得这不是最好的方法教导他们。
Because the Bible actually tells us, if we look at things and we don't take the right way to discipline, our family can be 家破人。
因为我们如果不在一个正确的路上教导孩子，我们的家就会家破人亡。
There are reasons why we discipline.
我们教导孩子是有原因的。
But I want to show you first.
但我要先给你们看。
There were three families.
有三个家庭。
There was actually a situation that happened, and the parents should have disciplined their children, and they did not.
当有事情发生的时候，父母应该教导孩子的时候，他们却没有。
And the first family is actually a family where God came and visited the family.
第一个家庭是当神来到这个家里面来遇见他们。
Actually, this family, they don't have children.
这个家庭他们并没有孩子。
But one day, the angel of the Lord came to the wife.
但有一天，神的使者来到这个家。
And the angel told the wife, you're going to have a son, and this son is going to be very special.
天使告诉这个妻子说，你将要有一个孩子，这个孩子是非常特别的。
And in fact, God already gave the plan for this son that's going to be born.
事实上，神为这一个孩子已经有一个计划。
And it's a fantastic plan.
是一个非常好的计划。
And this baby was born.
这一个孩子出生了。
You and I know Samson.
我们都知道是 参孙,
he was supposed to be set apart for God.
他应该是被分别出来的。
And he was given talents and ability.
神也赐给他智慧能力。
He had such strong ability.
他有那么大的能力,
but he had weaknesses. He had weaknesses.
那他也有见证人。
Weakness.
Oh, weakness. 他也有软弱的地方。
And his weaknesses is actually contradictory to God's word.
那他的软弱就和神的话语抵触。
His father only say, don't do this.
他的父亲只告诉他, 你不能做这个。
But he did it.
但他偏偏去做。
The final day of Samson's life was very sad.
参孙最后的日子是非常可怜的。
Because there was no proper discipline.
因为他没有正确的教养。
He was supposed to be the head.
他应该是做首领的。
But he became a tail.
但他却是变成一个,
and I want to tell every one of us here.
因为我要告诉我们所有的人,
your children are supposed to be the head and not the tail.
你的儿女应该是做头的, 不是尾巴。
God says teach them.
神说, 教导他们,
God's way.
用神的话来教导他们,
impart to them God's word.
把神的话语教养他们,
but that includes discipline.
但是这个包括教养, 教导。
And I bring you back to the situation just now.
我回到刚才那个情形。
Because I saw that boy was disturbing the front row boy.
因为我看见那一个后面坐的男孩在打扰前面一个男孩。
So I told the teacher, please do not take the boy away.
所以我告诉老师说, 不要把前面那个男孩带走。
Because it's not his fault.
因为不是他的错。
And I pulled the boy behind.
因为我告诉后面那个孩子。
I say, I see everything.
所以我都看见了。
And I'm going to take action if you repeat that.
如果你再继续这样子的话, 我会有惩罚。
Parents, you need to take action if you see something.
父母们, 如果你看见什么, 你必须要惩罚。
You need to take action.
你必须要惩罚他们。
Maybe you have come to the point where your children is grown, right now they are not listening to you.
也许你的孩子长大了, 他们并不听你的话。
What action should you be taking?
你要怎么样惩罚他们?
The first action you should be taking right now, you can't teach already because they are so big.
你现在因为他们太大了，你好像没办法教导他们。
But you can do this.
但是你可以这样做。
You can kneel down before God and say, God, please do something.
你可跪在神的面前说，神，我求你来做事。
I tell you, if you cry out to God,
你向神呼求。
Because God doesn't want your family to be broken.
神不希望你的家庭家破人亡。
God do not want your family to be destroyed.
神要毁掉你的家庭。
You cry out to Him.
你向神呼求,
even if your son is already has gone away from your family, he will come back.
就算你的儿子已经离开你的家, 他也会回来。
That happened to my family.
这就是我家里所发生的。
My brother was going to get married.
我的哥哥, 要结婚的时候,
he came to my parents and told my parents, please arrange my wedding for me.
他告诉我父母, 请他们为他来安排他的婚礼。
So my dad and mom, they were very busy preparing for my brother's wedding.
我父母非常的忙碌来准备他们的婚礼。
But just about 1 month before the wedding,
但就在他们结婚礼前的一个月,
this brother of mine felt that my father's preparation arrangement wasn't very good.
我那个兄弟觉得我父亲为他所预备的并不是那么理想。
And he told my dad, Dad, please cancel all your booking. I'm making my own booking.
他就告诉我爸爸说, 你就取消你所有的安排, 我自己来安排。
My father said, cannot. How can I cancel? Everything has been booked. The banquet, everything.
我父亲说, 我没有办法, 所有一切都已经准备好了。
But my brother insisted.
但我兄弟非常的坚持。
So with a broken heart, my dad has to cancel everything that he did.
我父亲非常的伤痛。 他还是取消了一切他所预备的。
And the day of the wedding came.
在那一天结婚的那一天,
just 2 days before the wedding,
就是在婚礼前的两天,
my father was very ill.
我父亲非常的, 生病了。
And because he was so ill, my mom had to take care of him.
他病得很重, 所以我母亲需要照顾他。
So both my father and mother could not attend the wedding.
所以我父母并没有参加我哥哥的婚礼。
All of us, all 11 of us went for the wedding.
我们所有其他11个兄弟姐妹都去参加婚礼。
So, after the banquet,
在宴席以后,
my brother called all of us.
我哥哥把我们都叫在一起。
And he said this to us.
他对我们说,
That was about at 11 p.m.
那时候已经是大概晚上11点了。
He looked at the clock, he pointed at the clock.
他指着钟说,
and he said, from now onwards,
他从现在开始,
I cut off relationship from the Chan family.
我与陈家断绝任何关系。
Because he felt that my parents didn't come for the wedding, he had lost faith.
他觉得他父母没有来参加他的婚礼，他非常没面子。
The next day,
第二天,
my mom went to see him.
我母亲去见他。
He didn't want to see my mother.
他不想见我母亲。
I saw with my own face.
我自己看到。
With my own eyes.
我自己亲眼看见。
My mother stood there.
我母亲站在那里。
Calling him.
叫他。
My brother's name is 智安。
我的哥哥叫智安。
智安, sorry, we didn't make it there.
智安,对不起,我们昨天没有去参加你婚礼。
My brother just walked away.
我的哥哥就走开了。
Ever since that day,
自从那一天,
my mother never talked about this brother.
我母亲再也不提他这个儿子。
And if they ever talk about my father and mother, if they ever talk about this brother,
他们就算讲到他,
and they say, that thing,
他们只会说那个东西,
that thing,
那个东西。
But you see, that time my father and mother were not Christians.
那时候我父母并不是基督徒,
I was the only Christian.
我是我家中那时候唯一的基督徒。
And I always cry out to God.
但我一直向神呼求。
I say, God, please restore my family.
我神求你来重建我的家庭。
God, please restore my family.
你来重建我的家庭。
God, please restore my family.
神让你来重建我的家庭。
In 1993, my father and mother came into the kingdom of God. They were saved.
1993年, 我父母得救, 来到神的国。
And then in 1995, I think,
1995年的时候,
one day my mother talked about this brother of mine.
那一天我母亲又提到我那个哥哥。
My mother said, that thing, that thing.
我母亲说, 那个东西。
Because now my father and mother are Christians, I say that to my mom.
因为那时候他们已经是基督徒了, 所以我对他们说,
mom, which thing?
妈妈, 哪一个东西?
My mom said, that thing.
那个东西。
Then I asked my mom, Mom, do you want him?
我就问我母亲说, 你还要他吗?
Is he your son?
他是不是你的儿子?
My mom said, yes.
我妈妈说是的。
Then I told my mom, stop calling him that thing.
然后我就跟我妈妈说, 你停止不要再叫他那个东西。
Your family is broken now.
你的家庭已经家破人亡。
Why don't you pray?
你为什么不祷告?
Why don't you call out to God?
为什么不向神呼求?
Why don't you call God to discipline him?
为什么不叫神来教训他?
Because God believes in discipline.
因为神说要教训孩子。
My mom pray.
我母亲就祷告。
My dad pray.
我父亲也祷告。
Year 2000.
2000年,
I was in Dallas.
我在Dallas。
It was Chinese New Year.
在是中国农历新年的时候。
I called home.
我打电话回家。
And when I called my mom,
我打给我妈妈。
My mother said, Grace, Grace, I have good news for you.
妈妈说, Grace, 我有个好消息要告诉你。
I thought, what good news?
我想说什么好消息?
My mom said, my brother came home.
妈妈说你哥哥回家来。
And said, I'm sorry, father and mother.
然后对我们说, 爸爸妈妈, 我对不起你们。
Family was completely restored.
然后我们的家庭从此被神建重建。
Don't look at the mistake your children and make and turn the other eyes away.
当你儿女有错的时候，不要转眼离开他们。
Because if you don't bother, you are opening the door for your family to be broken.
因为你这样子做，你其实就是让你的家里家破人亡。
And today, if your family is broken, God wants to restore it.
如果你的家已经家破人亡，神要重建。
Up to today, my family is still one as whole.
今天我们的大家庭还是一个。
The second person that did not bother about discipline with his family is a servant of God.
第二件事情要讲到是一个祭司，他没有教育他的孩子。
He serves God.
他侍奉神。
And I believe many of us serve God. We are so busy with serving God, but we forget about disciplining our children.
我们常常忙碌在那里侍奉神，却忘记教导我们的孩子。
That's not what God wants.
这不是神所要的。
God wants teaching and discipline in the home.
神要我们在家中教养我们的孩子。
Eli had two sons.
以利有两个儿子。
Who were also serving.
他们也在那里侍奉神,
but they do all the things that are wrong.
他们做的事情都是错的。
In 1 Samuel chapter 3 verse 13,
在撒母耳记上,
it says
here,
I have warned him that judgment is coming upon his family forever because his sons are blaspheming God and he hasn't disciplined them.
我向以利家启示说，以利家的罪孽虽献祭奉礼物， 永不能得赎去。
Because he did not discipline his son.
因为他没有教管教他的孩子。
These two sons are supposed to continue on to be priests.
这两个儿子应该继承他祭司的职分。
But the wrath of God came upon them.
但神临到他们。
And God's destiny for this entire family was cut off.
神将整个家族断绝了。
God has great plans for your family.
神为你的家有一个很伟大的计划。
Let us treasure it. Treasure it.
让我们宝贝它。
Let us guard it and protect it.
让我们来守护这个家庭。
How?
如何守护?
Teach.
教养。
Discipline.
管教。
The third family.
第三个家庭。
Is a king's family.
是一个君王的家。
He is such a fantastic man.
他是非常好的一个人。
But he had failed as a father that disciplined his son.
但是他作为一个父亲, 他没有管教他的孩子。
He is King David.
他是大卫王。
In 1 Kings chapter 1 verse 6 says this, Now his father, King David, had never disciplined him at any time. Even by asking, Why are you doing that? Adonijah had been born next after Absalom, and he was very handsome.
第六、第七节, 他父亲素来没有使他忧闷，说你是做什么呢？他甚俊美，生在亚沙龙之后，亚多尼加与洗儒雅的儿子约雅和祭司亚比亚他商议，二人就顺从他，帮助他。
We know how broken David's family became.
我们知道大卫的家后来都
And I believe we can see it in verse 6 here because King David did not discipline his son, even though he was a mighty warrior.
虽然大卫他是一个非常勇敢的勇士, 但他却没有好好的教养他的孩子。
God believes in discipline.
神相信管教。
He said because he loves us,
因为他爱我们,
he disciplined us.
所以他管教我们,
even though it's painful,
虽然是很痛苦的,
but the problem with us today,
但今天我们的问题是,
we discipline wrongly.
我们却是一个错误的管教。
Yesterday, I shared with all the teachers what happened to me when I was 11 years old.
昨天我和老师们分享, 当我在11岁的时候, 发生了事情。
It was in the school.
在学校里,
My teacher is a very strict teacher.
我的老师非常严厉,
but she's a very good teacher.
她也是一个非常好的老师。
One day I forgot to bring the exercise that she asked us to bring.
我那一天我忘记把她所要我们做的练习带到课堂上。
So I knew, oh dear, I didn't bring the exercise.
所以我知道说，糟了，我忘记把这个练习簿带来了。
So I took another book and I pretended, I hope she thinks that I have the book.
我就把另外一本书放在那里，假装好像是我带了我该带的书。
But you know, every time she doesn't come and stand beside me.
每一次你做有错事的时候，总有人站在你后面。
It's very strange. That day she just stood beside me.
那天她就站在我旁边。
Other times she doesn't stand beside me.
平时她不会站在我旁边。
But that day, I don't know why, she stood beside me.
就那一天，我不晓得为什么她就站在我旁边。
And worst of all, she looked at my book.
更糟糕的是，她看着我的书。
She knew that was not the book.
她知道那不是她要我们带的书。
She didn't say a single thing.
她一句话也没说。
And all she did was she lifted her hand.
她就举起她的手。
And she slapped my face.
就打在我的脸上。
Five fingers mark was on my face.
五个手指印就在我的脸上。
I believe, I don't know why she was so angry with me. She didn't even ask me. She didn't even let me explain. She just slapped me. A lot of us discipline our children because of the frustration in the heart.
有时候我们教导孩子就是因为我们里面非常的生气。
Sometimes, in fact, we discipline our children because of our wife or our husband.
有时候我们管教孩子是因为我们的另一半。
Because we don't agree with each other.
因为我们彼此中间不和谐。
I use the sun.
所以我就教我的孩子。 然后就证明给你看,
that I am right, you are wrong.
让你知道说我是对的,
that is the wrong motive for discipline.
这个是错的。
This type of discipline will leave a wound in the heart.
这样的管教会在人心里面留下伤痕。
You may not see it now.
你可能现在看不到。
But it will come out one day.
但是有一天它会出来。
Because bitter roots will bear bitter fruits.
因为它里面有苦毒, 它就会生出苦毒来。
And that was what happened to me.
这就是发生在我身上的。
When she slapped me that day,
当她那一天打我一记耳光时,
inside my heart,
我里心里面,
I said this to myself,
我就告诉我自己,
I will make sure you never slap me again.
我会确定你不会再打我。
I was very bitter.
我里面非常充满了苦毒。
11-year-old girl,
11岁的女孩,
and I said to myself,
那我告诉我自己,
I want to prove to you.
我要证明给你看,
I can be the best in the class.
我可以在班上是最好的学生,
even though I don't have the book.
就算我没有课本,
and I was the top of the class that year.
那一年我在班上是第一名,
but was I growing up well?
当我成长的过程中,
the bitter root was in my heart.
这一个苦毒在我的里面。
When you discipline not with love,
如果你不是用爱的管教,
if you discipline just to make yourself satisfied,
如果你管教只是让你自己觉得有满足感,
your child will be wounded.
你的儿女就会受伤。
Love is patient.
爱是恒久忍耐。
Love is kind.
爱是又有恩慈。
And when you discipline because of love,
如果你是因为爱而管教他,
then you will know when to withhold.
那你就知道什么时候你该收手。
Then you will know when to be patient.
你知道什么时候你该有忍耐。
And because God is love.
因为神是爱。
And love always covers a multitude of sins.
神爱可以遮掩许多的罪。
Your child will continue to live in love.
你的孩子会一直在爱中成长。
Your child will be able to know this is wrong and I cannot go near it. This is right. I have to walk this way.
你儿女会知道说这是错的，我不应该这样子，这是对的，我应该走在其上。
But if you discipline just because you're so angry,
如果你管教他因为你自己很生气,
what your child see is anger, not your love.
你儿女所看到的只是充满了
So many times I say to parents,
只充满了恶而没有爱,
and I say to myself,
有时候我告诉父母, 也告诉我自己,
I have to remind myself,
我要常常提醒我自己,
when I'm angry,
当我生气的时候,
don't say anything,
什么话都不要说,
because what you say matters,
因为你说的是他们很在意的。
I know it's a really time I can't go on,
有时候我没有办法继续往下。
I know it's a really time, it's time.
Oh. 时间到了。
But everything that I'm going to say to you, I really believe is from God's heart.
但是我相信我今天所说的每一句话都是从神的心出来的。
Because God wants to restore your family.
因为神要重建你的家。
In fact, God wants to restore your relationship with your husband and wife.
因为神也要使你夫妻中间的关系被重建。
Because it is God who put the both of you together.
因为神把你们两个人放在一起。
God never makes mistakes.
神不会错。
God is standing in your marriage if you allow him.
如果你愿意, 神会站在你的婚姻中间。
Because he doesn't want your family to be broken.
他不要你的家庭家破人亡。
He wants your family to be fruitful and multiply.
他要使你的家能够结果子。
Afterwards, I'm going to continue on with this teaching in the session with the teachers.
下午我会继续这一个分享。
Because I'm going to talk about even values.
因为我会讲到那个价值观。
Because one of the other character, the train is not only T.
那个T并不只是教导。
There is still in train, there's R, there's A, there's I, there's N.
在train里面还有R-A-I-N。
What I just shared with you today is actually a whole day training.
因为我今天所要讲的其实是一整天的一个教导。
Yeah, maybe I just show you. There is R, how do you teach? You keep repeating to your children.
你把如何教你的孩子。
And then you have A, P-R-A, affection, love.
你要有那个对他们要有感觉，有爱。
I, love. Love is really very powerful.
爱是非常有能力的。
Cut out the top. You go to I.
还爱。
I is instill.
爱就是要灌输。
It's instill, that means it's like a water pipe.
就像一个水管。
A drop, you fill it up.
一点一点的滴下水来, 然后就灌满了。
What do you instill?
你到底灌输给孩子什么东西?
You instill values.
你把价值观灌输在他的里面。
What kind of values are you instilling to your children?
你到底把什么样的价值观灌输给你的孩子?
That's one value that my mom instilled to me, not by speaking, but by her action.
我妈妈灌输一个。 价值观在我里面不是因为他讲什么而是他所做的。
Because my mom has so many children, last time we don't have washing machine, so she would sit down and wash the clothes.
我们家这么大的家庭那时候没有洗衣机，所以她就会坐下来洗衣服。
Can I just finish this? Is that okay? So I was sitting beside my mom.
所以我会坐在我妈妈旁边。
And there will be a widow.
然后有一个寡妇。
She's very old.
她非常的年纪大。
And she's very poor.
也非常的穷。
She will always come when my mother is washing clothes and she will keep talking to my mother.
每次我妈妈在洗衣服的时候她会来跟她讲话。
And every time my mother will tell me, go and take something and give to this widow.
每次我妈妈都会叫我进去拿点东西给这一位寡妇。
And sometimes when the widow doesn't come,
有时候这位寡妇没有来,
my mother will send me and my brother to go to her house and see what happened to her.
我妈妈会叫我和我的哥哥去她家里面看她到底发生什么事。
And she will make sure that I bring something for this widow.
也要确定说我会带一点东西给她。
And I saw my mother always so loving to the old people.
我看见我妈妈对那些年纪大的人都那样的充满了爱。
No one taught me to love the old people.
没有人教我要怎么样爱年长的。
Instilling values can be seen and learn.
把灌输在孩子的里面。
Monkey see, monkey do.
猴子看见猴子就照着做。
I saw my mom respecting old people, loving old people.
我看见我的母亲尊敬这些年长的，也爱他们。
When I was a little girl,
当我还是个小女孩的时候,
and I grew up,
我现在长大了,
and now I'm old,
现在我年长一点。
It's with me.
这是在我的里面。
To love old people.
去爱这些年长的。
To respect old people.
去尊敬他们。
And last year,
去年,
God asked me to step down from being a children's pastor.
神要我从主日学的牧师下来。
And God told me, you take up the old people ministry.
神要我来照顾，专门照顾这一些年长的。
Why I can say yes, I will do it when other people don't want to do it.
我就对神说好。
Other pastors didn't want to take it.
其他的牧师并不想这样做。
Because my mother instilled that value to me.
因为我妈妈从小在我里面灌输了那一个价值观。
What you are doing at home,
你在家里所做的。
You think your children are not seeing?
你以为孩子没有看见吗?
You are wrong.
你错了。
There was this little boy in my church.
在我教会中有一个小男孩。
He was 3 years old.
他3岁。
One day he came to class.
有一天他来到课堂。
On Sunday.
在主日他来到主日学。
We saw him, we were shocked.
我就看见他就非常惊讶。
What happened to your eyebrow?
说你的眉毛怎么搞的?
He didn't have eyebrow.
他眉毛不见了。
So then we asked the mother.
然后我就问他的妈妈。
And the mother said,
他妈妈说,
every morning he sees the father shaving.
他每天早上看到他爸爸在刮胡子。
And when we were not around, he took the shaver and started shaving his eyebrow.
当我们不在旁边, 他就把那个剃须刀拿来,
monkey see, monkey do.
猴子见了就照做。
If you keep honoring God in the church, your children will learn to honor God.
如果你在教会中一直的尊重神, 你的儿女也会照做。
If you tell your children, no, you must come to church, no negotiation, I tell you, you don't have to. You may have to do it initially difficult, but after that, your children will know.
你如果告诉你的孩子, 你必须来到教会, 没有可商量的, 慢慢的, 可, 也许开始会很难, 但是慢慢的, 你的儿女会知道。
But if you do this to your children,
如果你这样教导孩子,
it's exam time. Study at home. I go to church to study.
如果你告诉孩子说, 我去教会, 你在家里读书,
you are actually telling them the studies is more important than God.
事实上你在告诉他说, 你的学业比去教会更重要。
You are instilling value that you didn't say, that your education is going to save you, not God.
你其实是在把一个观念放在灌输在他的里面, 让他知道说你的学业比神更重要。
And that is why when many people, there have been even children, when they fail, they go and commit suicide because education is their God.
所以有很多的孩子, 当他们失败的时候, 他们就自杀, 因为他们觉得学业就是他们的神。
I'm not saying this to you because I know anything, because that also happened in my church in Malaysia.
我告诉你们这个, 因为就是在我教会里面也发生这样的事。
What you are instilling is going to come out.
你灌今天灌输什么在孩子的里面, 有一天会出来。
5 years later,
5年以后,
10 years later,
10年以后,
15 years later,
15年以后,
because when the parents kept saying to the children, don't go to church on a Sunday, you are having an exam, it's a very important exam, and 10 years later, the parents are coming to me and say, Pastor Grace, can you please pray for my son?
因为你在告诉孩子说, 你不要去教会, 你在家里面好好的读书, 然后15年以后, 10年以后, 父母到我这里来, 要求我为他的孩子祷告。
The parents are now asking me, can you go and visit my son and see how he can come to church?
父母要我去看望他的孩子, 看他能不能来教会。
Because the parents have instilled values that are wrong.
因为父母把不对的东西灌输在儿女的里面。
I do not know what you're instilling, what values are you instilling to your children?
我不知道你是把什么样的价值观灌输在你儿女的里面。
Spoken values?
是不是说话的那个,
or lifestyle value,
还是生活的价值观?
I really don't know.
我不知道。
But I think God is standing here.
但是我知道神在我们当中。
God cares for your family.
神在乎你的每一个家庭。
God do not want you to continue on instilling the wrong values to the next generation.
神不要你把不好不对的观念灌输在下一代的里面。
Because I see here there are so many old people like my age and even older here.
然后我看见在我们当中有, 和我差不多年龄或者比我更年长的在当中, 在这里。
But if these younger children who are seated here are receiving the wrong values, this church will be empty in 10 years time.
如果这些在我们中间的年轻人被灌输的是不对的东西, 那10年以后这个教会就是空了。
If we ourselves are not putting God first in our lives, and they don't see in our lives, they are not going to put God first.
如果我们不把神放在首位, 孩子们看见这个, 他们也不会把神放在首位。
And you know the world is getting more and more wicked.
你知道这个世界是越来越邪恶。
If already today we know it's so wicked, 10 years later it will be even more wicked.
今天都是那样邪恶, 10年以后会更邪恶。
Because the Bible says so.
因为这是圣经所说的。
But if you plant, build a house well, strong, on the solid rock,
因为如果你把房子建造在磐石上,
even though the world is going to get more wicked,
不管这个世界如何邪恶,
the house on the rock will stand.
这个房子在磐石上的房子永远会站在那里。
What values are we instilling to the children?
我们到底把什么价值观灌输在孩子里面?
The last alphabet is N.
最后一个字母是N。
N is actually the last thing in training a child.
N 是最后一个我们要来训练孩子的。
But unfortunately, we are all putting it as the first important thing.
但很可惜，我们常常把这个却放在第一位。
In bringing up children.
在教养孩子的事上。
We take care of their body.
我们顾惜我们自己的身体。
Because Anne says nourish.
因为Anne讲到要滋养身体。
Feed them.
要喂养他们。
And I'm sure you give them the best food.
我相信你们喂养他们最好的东西。
That is equally important.
这也是一样重要的。
But that must not be the first thing.
但这不可以是第一位。
The first thing must be the spirit and the soul.
第一位一定是灵和魂。
And your child has a spirit and a soul.
而你的孩子每一个人都有灵魂。
Let's close our eyes right now.
请我们闭上我们的眼睛。
Let's just think back again a little bit what God has just said to us about his heart.
我们想想刚刚神对我们说的他的心到底是如何。
He wants you to train your child.
他要你来教养你的孩子。
But are you putting end first that is only nourishing their body?
你是不是只是光光在滋养他们的身体？
Or are you putting teaching them God's way first?
还是你把神的路教导他们？
Are you loving them?
你爱他们？
Are you disciplining them the right way?
你是不是用对的路在管教他们？
Are you instilling to them the right attitude, the right values?
你是不是把对的价值观灌输在他们里面？
I pray that God will help us.
我们求神帮助我们。
And he wants to help us.
他要帮助我们。
I want to pray for you.
我愿意来为你们祷告。
Because God spoke to me.
因为神对我说,
Some families here, you are going through difficult times.
在我们中间有些家庭正在难处当中。
And God wants to help you.
神要帮助你的家。
God wants to give you wisdom how to teach your child.
神要赐给你智慧如何来教导你的孩子。
God wants to give you wisdom how to be brave to discipline your child.
神要给你智慧怎样勇敢地来管教你的孩子。
God wants to give you his love so that you can love your child.
神要把他的爱给你,所以你可以爱你的孩子。
And God wants you to instill the right kind of spiritual values in them.
神要你把对的属灵的价值观灌输在你孩子的里面。
If today that is you,
如果今天这个是你的话,
You put up your hand as a sign of surrender to God, to say to God, God, help me.
请你将你的手举起来,就是告诉神,求神来帮助你。
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. God sees your hand.
神看见你的手。
God sees your hand.
神看见你的手。
God sees your hand.
神看见你的手。
God sees your hand.
神看见了。
God sees your hand.
神看见了。
And he will come.
他要来到你面。
He will hold your hand.
他要握住你的手。
And he will say, let me teach you.
他会告诉你说, 让我来教你。
Because I am the good father.
因为我是那一位好父亲。
I am the good father.
我是那位好父亲。
You didn't have a good role model.
你并没有一个好的榜样。
And that is why you are doing the same thing that your father and mother did.
所以你一直在照你父母所做的, 在对你的孩子做。
But I am a loving God.
但是我是一个爱的神。
I am your heavenly father.
我是你的天父。
Today I will hold your hand.
今天我要握住你的手。
If you let me hold your hand.
如果你让我握住你的手。
I will teach you.
我要教你。
I will teach you.
我要教你。
I will teach you.
我要教你。
Because I care for your family.
因为我在乎你的家。
Because it is my will.
因为这是我的,
for your family to be fruitful and multiply.
因为我要你的家庭能够越来越成长。
Lord Jesus, you see the hands that are lifted high.
主，你看见在这里所举手的弟兄姐妹。
The enemy has come to kill, to steal and destroy families.
仇敌来毁坏偷窃，要来破坏这些家庭。
But because your children are lifting their hands to you to say, Lord, help me.
因为你的儿女向你举手，要求你来帮助我们。
Today there will be a transformation.
今天你要来改变。
There will be a restoration in family.
你要在家庭中做重建的工作。
There will be a right kind of discipline in family.
在家中有对的教导。
There will be the right kind of teaching in family.
在家庭中有对的教育。
There will be the right kind of values in family.
而在家中有对的价值观。
That no longer you are just one small part of the family.
你不只是在家中小小的一部分。
But you are the head of the family.
你是在做家中是做头的。
So I commit all my brothers and sisters who are here.
而我把弟兄姊妹都交在你的手中。
That those who need healing in the family.
那些家中需要被医治的。
You heal them.
主你听见他们。
Those who need, oh God.
主你医治他们。
To come back to you.
让他们回到你的面前。
Lord, bring them as the good shepherd back to yourself.
主你是好牧人，把他们带回到你的里面。
Father, protect every family here.
父亲，你保护每一个家庭。
I thank you, Lord.
主，我感谢你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Thank you. I'm so sorry for taking extra time. So sorry.